Meeting of staff borough council planning committee. My name's Gareth Jones and I'll be chairing this meeting. If you if you have a mobile phone, if you're not sure if it's silent, can you silence it? Thank you. There's no fire alarm planned, so that in the event of any emergency, please leave the building by the nearest exit and staff will show you how. Show you the way out. On my right, I have officers from the planning department. On the left, I've got officers from the legal department. Officers from the planning department will present each application separately as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated a wish to speak will be given 3 minutes. We have somebody who has done that. And I will indicate when there's a minute left. Ward members are entitled to speak for 5 minutes. This meeting.
Sorry, it's 10 minutes because it's a special.
Sorry to interrupt you.
So 10 minutes, not that you necessarily need it all. But
nobody's going to speak for 10 minutes, are they? This meeting is being recorded and will be published on the council's website. Members of the committee are reminded again they do not enjoy any immunity as that which is enjoyed by a colleague in Parliament, etc. We can now move on to the agenda. Apologies and substitutes, please.
Mr. Chairman, Councillor, apologies from Councillor Hobbs, Councillor Hoard, and from Councillor Trowbridge, who's substituted this morning by Councillor Phillips.
Thank you. Any interest that needs to be declared? No, thank you. We go first to the planning application affecting land at Jasper Way, Walton Stone. I pass over to you, Vanessa, to take us through this application.
Thank you. Okay, so this application seeks change of use of part of the site for storage purposes, which is use class B8. The location plan shows the extent of the site outlined in red. The application site is the eastern portion of the established Jaguar Land Rover site and is approximately 14% of the total JLR site. An aerial view of the site, however, this image is old and doesn't show the JLR site as built. The north of the site is industrial and commercial buildings within the Stone Business Park. The JLR site forms the northern extent of the Stone Business Park. To the west and south are open fields, and further south is the Staffordshire Fire and Rescue headquarters. To the east is the A34, beyond which is Aston Stone Village, a cluster of dwellings and three churches. There are three listed buildings on this side of the road. Further to the southeast is Aston by Stone Settlement. The photo plan shows the location of the following photos. Image one is within the site looking northeast. The existing attenuation pond is on the left of the photo here. Image two is looking east. The existing bund and fencing are visible along the boundary here. Image three is looking west from the A34 lay-by. Again, the bund and fence is visible here. And image four is looking north from Stone Royal Public Right-of-Way, which runs along the access road to the Fire and Rescue Headquarters to the south. The portion of the JLR site subject to the application is over here, and you can see how the land level falls from west to east across the site. Plan 1 is the site plan, and the area subject to the application is hatched orange here. And Plan 2 is a typical image of the crates which will be stored on site. The application seeks the change of use to allow the storage of vehicle park crates. 900 parking spaces would be utilised by the crate storage and would revert back to vehicle storage when required. The proposal is considered to comply with local and national policies and would provide operational flexibility within the site and would continue support the continued use of this site by JLR and as such retaining their employment use. The crates would not be fixed to the ground and would be stored in accordance with the existing parking layout, which is considered to be acceptable. The crates would be stacked no higher than 3 metres. Due to the topography of the site and the existing boundary treatments, the crates would not be visible from the public realm. A condition is recommended to ensure that the crates do not exceed this 3 metre in height, and as such would be below the maximum height of the existing boundary treatment. Given the nature of the scheme, the existing site and the distance to the listed buildings to the east, the proposal is not considered to impact upon nearby heritage assets. The proposal is considered to not impact upon residential amenity, highway safety, flooding or drainage. In conclusion, the proposal is considered to adhere to the requirements of the development plan and national policy and is recommended for approval subject to the conditions set out in the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Well, looking at this site and being on the site visit, I mean, I personally haven't got any objections to it. What I'd like to see, actually, is the fence repaired, which is falling down, so I think that's one of the conditions that should be put on it. And also, it would be nice, actually, because there's an embankment there, so why can't we plant some trees as well? You know, and that would help, the visibility of it. But I've got no objections, but it'd be interesting to see what the other people think. But I'm quite happy to propose that we accept it, actually.
Yeah, I'm happy to second.
Thank you. We have a proposal and a seconder. Any other comments?
I'm just clarifying that proposal and the seconding is with those conditions.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Tom.
What condition? Well, condition. What you said was that one, that the damaged fence should be restored,
yeah.
And the other was that there should be amenity to be improved ecologically.
Can I just say some planting? It may not be appropriate. Trees on
there. Can I just clarify that? So the repairing of the fence and the planting of the trees would be covered by the original permission for the JLS site.
Okay.
So
yeah,
there will have been a planting scheme. It might not have matured yet, but there will be one. And with the fence repairs, we can talk to our enforcement team about the original conditions on the original permission and see if we can get that sorted.
So if we reinforce the conditions and the requirements of the first application,
we wouldn't be able to do that because this is a standalone application just for this small part of land that's shown on the screen now. So
but we could put our comments.
Yeah, we can do that separately.
Is that acceptable? Marnie?
Just in relation to that, in the original planning application, we did state that any plants or trees that are planted according to approved landscaping plans, which are removed or die, or become seriously damaged or diseased within a period of 10 years from the date of planting, shall be replaced with others of similar size and species in the next planting season, unless the local planning authority gives written consent to any variation. I would suggest that they probably look at readdress that.
We draw that.
Yeah. So I think it's just about reinforcing that with the applicant.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think if the site visit did anything for us this morning, it was to probably convince us that the original approval with the lighting on there was a dreadful decision. The light pollution that's caused obviously when it's dark, but also the visual intrusion even today. Those lighting columns are so high, unnecessarily high, I would suggest, and far too many of them as well. And I guess if this committee were in a position to say, you know what, that we need to reduce the amount of light pollution and visual intrusion by looking at those lighting columns, and if it was within the gift of this council, this committee, to do that, to say something along the lines of, can the applicant look at the number and height of the lighting columns and perhaps even to reduce the numbers or turn them off at night, because it seems to me completely unnecessary to have so many lighting columns when you can make security on perimeter of a site much easier by infrared beams, which will tell you when there's any intrusion going on and where. And I think perhaps in the future, when similar applications come forward, we as a committee might look at the lighting pollution and visual intrusion.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we're in a position to go back to previous applications, and I don't think we're suggesting that we should. But the point you make is a valid one, that having seen what we've seen, if we're writing to the applicant, perhaps we could draw that comment to their attention, but without this committee requiring them to take action, but we suggest that they do address the issue.
Thank you.
Okay, those in favour then of this application? And against? Abstain? So this application is carried. Thank you.
Committee does so too, yeah.
We now go on to the application at Pets at Home, which commences on page number 14. I think they'll take us through this, eh?
Yes, thank you. This application is for the variation of conditions of permission 20/33137 of League FUL for a warehouse and distribution facility and associated works. The application seeks to vary conditions 2, plans, 19, lighting, 22, access roundabout, 23, off-site highway works, 26, travel plan, 27, landscaping, and 28, means of enclosure. With regard to the variation of conditions 22 and 23, since technical approval from the County Council in 2021, it has become evident that highway works would stretch beyond the date of agreed occupation by the end user. As a result of discussion with the local highway authority, the applicant proposes that the access roundabout would operate as a left-in, left-out access only, whilst the eastern side of the carriageway works are completed. Consequently, the works within the purple edge line within the application drawings would be completed prior to occupation, and the remainder of the works would be completed no later than 18 months post first occupation. Condition 19 would be varied to reflect updated lighting plans to serve the additional footpath and cycleway connections to the south of the site. Conditions 27 and 28 would be varied to take into account amendments to the base layer changes resulting from the highway's technical approval, the amended footpath and cycle links, and a relocation of the picnic area. Condition 2 would be varied to refer to drawings which are amended to reflect these changes, and condition 26 would be varied to refer to a revised travel plan which takes into account the other proposed amendments. The plan and aerial view show the location of the site to the west of and including the A34 to the north of Stafford. Again, this is an older aerial photograph. You can see Redhill Business Park to the south of the site. The photo plan shows the location of the following two photographs, first from the east and the second from the northeast, roughly where the committee stood today. The first photograph is a view of the eastern elevation from the warehouse building from the A34, and the second is a view of the northern elevation from the of the new warehouse building, again from the A34. Plan 1 is the site plan, which shows the layout of the site, including the revised pedestrian and cycle links and picnic area. The picnic area is in the southeast of the site. The revised cycle link, again, coming out of the picnic area and in the southwest of the site. Plan 2 shows the access works referred to in conditions 22 and 23, edged in purple. Plan 3 is a detailed landscape master plan. Plan 4 shows the lighting arrangement across the site, including that there would indicates that there would be negligible light spill outside of the application site. Plan 5 relates to a verbal update to conditions 2 and 18, which will follow. And since the agenda was published, the applicant has provided an elevation drawing and two floor plans to reflect the changes approved under a non-material amendment this year. It's recommended that condition 2 is revised to include reference to these three drawings in place of earlier drawings relating to the 770,000 square foot unit that's phase 2. It is recommended that condition 18 is revised to include reference to these three drawings at the end of the drawings listed in that condition. If you refer to the conditions in your agenda, they are indicated. In condition 2, there are three drawings which state there need to be amended elevations to correlate with the non-material amendment. And similarly, in condition 18, it refers to the need to refer to the 770k drawings at the end of that condition. The recommendation is that the application be approved, subject to conditions, and to the applicant entering into a deed variation to the section 186 of the statement. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. We do not have any objectors, but we do have a supporter, Joe Russell, if you'd like to come to the table. As I said at the beginning, you have 5 minutes? 10 minutes. If you require 10 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Chair, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to speak at this meeting today. I'm the planning director at Stoke, and we are the developers of the Pets at Home facility that you visited this morning. And on your site visit this morning, you'll observe that the building is near its completion. We're contracted to hand over that building to Pets at Home at the end of July this year. Pets at Home will complete their internal fit out of the building, and they wish to be operational and provide employment by the end of November this year. However, Pets at Home will clearly require a functional access, and hence your site visit today, to learn about our proposals in respect of the access that has been approved so far. Members will recall approving the development, including the access, back in January 2021, and the planning conditions on the permission included certain ones that we now seek to vary. The principal ones, as Ed has explained, are conditions 22 and 23, and these require at the moment the completion of the access and the highways works by occupation, and as I've mentioned, that will be November of this year. On your site visit, you'll have seen that works have started on the roundabout and on the off-site improvements. However, the programme for the completion of these works now extends until late summer of next year. That's some 9 months later than when Pets at Home need to be in occupation. They need to occupy the new building and operate from there because it's been driven by their expiry of their current lease on their Stoke facility premises. So in short, unless Pets at Home can operate from this new Stafford site later this year, they risk having no premises from which to operate from across the county. And so this of course places significant risk on their business. The solution, as per our planning application, is to vary the planning conditions on this permission. We've discussed at length with officers, including Ed and also the County Council Highways Authority, and they are in agreement that a satisfactory solution for the first 18 months of Pets at Home's operation would be for the access roundabout to operate, as you've heard, as a left-in, left-out access only, whilst the eastern side of the carriage works are then completed. Whilst our contract programme to deliver the whole of the works should be completed by the end of the summer next year, it's prudent, we've learned from this experience, to allow for a buffer, to allow for our obligation to deliver these works and to cover any off-site risks such as unforeseen services, ground conditions, as we're yet to break ground on the eastern side, unavailability of materials as we're currently experiencing, and the further risks that are arising out of, as we move out of the pandemic. Stoeford, I can assure you, have paid for the full cost of implementing, completing the 278 works, including a 20% cost overrun contingency. These funds are with the County Council, and so I can assure you that there is no risk of the completed works not being paid for. The left-in, left-out access allows for traffic travelling north along the A34 upon leaving the site to continue straight ahead, or indeed turn left into the site if arriving. On leaving the site, traffic will only be able to turn left, and so vehicles that want to travel south along the A34, those vehicles will need to head to the roundabout at the A51, where they can turn safely here. This point has been agreed as being acceptable with the County Council. All of the works before you do form part of our Section 278 works, which haven't had that technical approval with the County. They are content that they will operate safely whilst allowing Pets at Home to be in occupation later this year. These works have also been through the Transport Impact Assessment. The proposal will still facilitate the safe movement of cyclists and pedestrians and access to bus routes. Within the site, we have proposed through the application before you a new tarmacadam cycleway and footpath that will be lit and connects the scheme with Harry Kerr Drive to the south. This element of the scheme will be in place at the point of occupation later this year. The extent of the changes to the planning conditions are detailed towards the back of your committee report. And whilst I accept these appear lengthy, it is, as Ed has explained, consequential of the amendments to the various drawings necessary to secure these works. Ed has already touched on the opportunity that we've taken to relocate the picnic area from within the site and also the consequent little landscape drawing alterations, and so I won't focus on those further. I'm happy to take any questions that members may have. And to conclude, the changes to this condition wording that we've applied for will enable Pets at Home to operate from the site and for our works to remain on programme. And I therefore refer you to your report and the recommendation of approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Andy?
Just a point of clarification. What sort of volume of traffic are you thinking of this? A rough estimation that's going to come out of sight, turn left and go all the way down and come back again. Have you any idea?
Yeah. Can you make sure that you're dressed through the chair?
Sorry.
Chair, yes, I can answer that question. I've just been looking at the transport assessment before the meeting started to confirm this point. And the volume of traffic that's in the transport assessment refers to 9 HGV vehicles within peak hour flows to be expected to be going north along the A34, turning round and then coming back down again.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we have a look at page 24 on the agenda, and comments by Highways, and it refers back to lighting, as we have seen this morning on the other application. No night-time dimming appears to be proposed. Staff of Borough Council should employ a suitably qualified and competent lighting design engineer to review the design to ensure proposals comply with Council's guidance. The Biodiversity Officer also makes a comment about lighting, brighter lights on the path and cycleway. The lighting scheme should be referred back to the applicant's ecologist for comment. Any lighting on the ecological mitigation areas should be controlled to avoid light spill and have a lower colour template. Strong white light emitting from the building would result in an adverse landscape impact. And I just want to bring this before us now, having seen the lighting on the other side this morning, whether we should be looking at the implications of light pollution and visual intrusion here by the lighting columns, and also by the effect of lighting overnight. So I would like us not to approve this, if possible, subject to a review of the lighting scheme.
Ed, do you want to comment on
the applicant provided information during the course of the application?
Chairman, could Ed speak up for the deaf people?
Sorry, the applicant provided more
not
information during the course of consideration of this application, and as you'll see, the council's biodiversity officer consequently raised no objection, provided that it was confirmed that brighter lights are directed down onto the path and cycleway only. I can refer you to page 20 of the report, the last paragraph of section 5. This clarifies that the concerns raised by the highway authorities were not raised during the consideration of the first application, and that the lighting drawings indicate there would be no lights built above and beyond that which was previously approved. So this application wouldn't result in any additional lights built. That's in regard to the ecologically sensitive areas. No nighttime dimming was previously recommended on the basis that the site would operate with shift patterns during hours of darkness, so there is some need for movement on the site 24/7. Equally, on section 6 on page 20, the amended lighting proposals would result in no greater light spill into areas of ecological sensitivity. This clarifies that the applicant advised that the lighting proposed would be directed to the path surface only, and those are the areas which would be specifically lit more brightly. This is shown on plan 4, however it's very difficult to see. Each of these dots on the screen indicates the light spill in each of those areas, and this area to the south is the areas of ecological sensitivity, and the light spill beyond there is negligible, where not zero.
If I may, I still would like to suggest that it is sent back so that we can have a better understanding of the possibility of light pollution and the visual intrusion by the lighting columns.
Can I get guidance that lighting was approved in the original application? And it's not our role to revisit the original application, but to consider the proposal that would allow the development to allow employment from November of this year.
That's correct. The reason the lighting condition is part of this application is to allow for the changes to the south of the site, the new cycleway. Obviously, making changes to the cycleway and the pedestrian link.
And no changes to the original lighting proposals.
The changes
as agreed.
The changes to the pedestrian and cycle link necessitate the focus of the lighting to be in a slightly different position. So where there's changes to the footway, that's where the focus needs to be.
That's the point that
yes.
I'm making.
Yeah, through you then, Mr. Chairman, whether we could request the applicant and the applicant's agents to revisit the lighting and see if they can make some amendments, some changes that would minimise the visual impact and the light pollution.
Okay, well, Marnie, you indicated you wanted to speak.
I think Francis was.
Oh, sorry.
First.
Tony, was it you that was first?
Regarding the lighting, I live in Bury Road, and the other side of my property is along the line of the industrial estate. And after the development went up, there was a great deal of concern about the light spillage over onto these residential properties. And in all fairness, when the operators of the businesses were notified, they altered the lighting and tilted it in such a way that it reduced it didn't eliminate it. And I was wondering in this case, because no one knows what the lights are going to look like until they get switched on.
Yeah.
So would it be possible to revisit it in some way to make adjustments to it if necessary after the development's completed.
Okay, come on, come, Francis, you want to.
I'm moving away from lighting, Chairman. I'm aware of the points that have been made, but it seems to me that is dealt with under the previous application, so it's really not a matter for us today. What I'd like to say is that, to my knowledge, the compliance of the developers and the owners of the business has been absolutely excellent in this case, and they've introduced environmental features that are over and above, if you like. They've taken a lot of consideration and thought into the design of the building and the surrounds. It's a site that's going to create not just low-grade jobs, but they're bringing their headquarters here, and it's a real asset to the borough. I can't see any reason to turn it down. I propose that we agree to this planning proposal.
Barney, you want to?
Yes, please. Can I have I've got one statement to make, just a clarification, please. On the conclusion, it does say that about there being a knock-on effect on the considerations, including tree retention, planting, and protection of ecological value of the site. Now, earlier on, it was said that there would not be any tree retention, that there is nothing that is not going to affect any trees that are there currently. I just wanted to just clarify that for me, just because of the wording.
There are knock-on impacts to a number of conditions where those conditions refer to what would become obsolete drawings. The landscape master plans previously, as indicated on site, did indicate potential tree planting within the near roundabout. Where there are changes on site to that element and to areas such as the picnic area and the amended cycleway and footway, it's evident that there can be no additional planting in those areas because there's further development. So it stands that the landscaping scheme would be broadly in accordance with that previously approved, and that additional planting would continue to vastly outnumber those trees that are part to be lost through the development.
Thank you for the clarification. Through you again, Chair. So if the picnic site is no longer in that area, is it being moved elsewhere on the site, and whereabouts would that be?
So the picnic site initially was in this area. It's been moved to that area, so
it's
ever so slightly to the west.
Further
away from the A34.
It's still able to be used by the office.
Yes.
Office staff. The only other point that I wanted to make is that I feel in applications such as these, it might be a good idea for us to have a statement from our climate change portfolio holder as well. We can include that as it's something that we are we're doing within the borough. It would be nice to have that. Consultation from there as well.
You're talking there about future applications, not this one.
Future applications, yes, please.
I know what you say.
Is that doable?
Well, we'll note that you've asked for it.
It's political.
Yeah. It won't be from the portfolio holder. It will be from the relevant officer who is dealing with that. And we'll note your request and put it forward for consideration and come back to the committee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chairman, did you accept my proposal?
Yes.
I think it was seconded by Councillor Edgell, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. That's fine. Tony, was yours a proposal?
No, it was just a comment. But once the development's finished, it's only then you'll realise what the effect of the lighting will be.
Yeah.
And I would imagine if the operators as amenable as some of the others on that site, then they'll do the relevant adjustments.
Yeah. Brendan, from your point of view, if the applicant recognises Tony's point in relation to concerns from the neighbours and their response, where there is a track record that there has been a response, would that be acceptable to you?
It's a bit like the horse is already gone, but if that can be implemented, fine. If there could be some review of the height of the columns, the lighted columns, because I think we all agree that what we saw on the other side today, the columns are far too high. If there's some chance of bringing those columns down or reducing the number at this stage, that would be great.
Yeah,
if that can't happen.
I don't think that can happen, because we're looking at the first application which has been approved and been implemented. Okay. We have a proposal. We have a seconder. Are those in favour of this application? Those against it? Abstained? So the application is carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that brings this meeting to a close. The next meeting will be, have we got another site or visit to site?
There will be soon.
Yeah,
it's
but
range, yeah.
It's not right. And the next planning meeting is?
It's a week on Wednesday. The agenda will go out tomorrow.
I can't make the problem.
It's the 15th of June.
I can't make it.
I thought
I had
a diary, yeah.
And the training?
I'm still getting the date on that.
No, just ordering it.
Okay, thank you very much.